with that. Bill asked me to request that he's on as a representative on the lower slide, and that he doesn't own property there, and that he would like
he's not on with me.
Find out if we could just change that to get somebody in that, a property owner in that area.
He has those list of that.
I got it. It's
right down there. I sent the list to anyone who had an email address with me. People had commented, I'll help out here, I'll help out here, but they didn't know exactly where. I was trying to go through this. I have omitted, for instance, the airstrip committee, and instead of having it a committee, I did put it down for ranch area representatives. Airstrip, therefore, Phil Hall. There were a couple of them. Barbara and I worked on this. She worked on it. I worked on it. And suggestions that she had made for different individuals for different committees.
Are these people been notified now? By Vance? Does he know that he's on
here? Yeah,
I don't know if he's on
I'll say it again. I emailed the entire list to everybody who had an email address. The only ones that I did not have contact with were Rod Johnson, Greg Burke, and Bill Brockbank had already been on as a chairman for that particular committee. I didn't get a hold of him.
Did you talk to Barb Dawes and Larry Murphy regarding some storage buildings?
No, I had emailed them in Barb Dawes's paperwork to me in the past. She had said, I will do whatever you want me to do.
What's a work in progress?
So it is absolutely a work in progress. And I understand Kathy is an insurance adjuster.
Oh, right. I don't need to do nothing. You probably don't want me to either.
And as I heard that, as I say, trying to figure out what people's specialties were. And I did have a comment from Larry when he had said fundraising capital improvement committee. What does that entail? So I said, well, we'll discuss that. Barb probably, Val, Larry, probably would know more in what that encompasses when that is written that way. I think what he is doing now in terms of capital improvement committee, taking some of these wish lists, trying to get some ideas what we need to do, so it's a combination of what you're doing with the budget and fundraising, kind of pulling it together again with the raffle and different kinds of things or different aspects like you were talking about. That's my interpretation.
I kind of visualized that, but also I visualized it as somebody that's going to take the bull by the horns more or less and say, let's get the cow herd developed up a little bit. Let's put some numbers to it. Let's decide how we can do it, what it's going to cost us if we want to do that. Or if we want to do the goats, goats is a big thing in the U.S. right now. If we want to raise the goats or whatever, we could do that. You guys haven't heard about that. Like, come and look on your face. We've been considering that one. Several other things.
Find out the metal.
There's so many different cultures in our country now that goat meat is a very big demand.
Really?
And down here in Kanab, in fact,
goat
meat around. Making big money on these goats. And we have a
ostrich is good.
But it's a possibility. Anyway, I'm just saying there's other areas like that that I would like somebody to take the actual lead on it and do it because, the fish, there's a couple other ideas that I have, and then there's possibilities on raising grapes and things like that. And, all this stuff costs money to get established. And so you have to have some dollars and you have to have some figures.
And you have to have a program.
You have to have somebody to develop the program.
You
cannot sit and talk about it every meeting and then do it. Somebody's got to actually get there and do it.
If this is something, as I say, this is not written in stone as I had written to everybody. Is that something that you'd like to work with Larry on that? Because you're doing the horse idea, maybe the animals, the goats kind of something? Or
you're talking about a capital.
I'm talking about fundraising in terms of what her interpretation was horses, with goats, maybe the cattle.
Anything that we can do to increase our revenue at the ranch without violating our nonprofit organization status, without violating the insurance status of our cabins, worrying about that, and without compromising our experience that we have at the ranch. When the members come to the ranch, they want to come and enjoy the peace and quiet without compromising that. And there's some things that we could do to increase our revenue without compromising the other areas.
And in that text, instead of having fundraising/capital improvement committee, having the fundraising in the terms of what she's talking about, and you do something like
I
that.
I would say instead of calling it fundraising, call it increasing capital or keep increasing revenue. You know, some revenue increasing committee or something like. Because it doesn't have to be capital improvements. Maybe we're going to do it, well, you know, we could figure out what you're going to do the money for, but I'm just saying, if you've got cattle, you're going to have to use the cattle, you know, some of that money to go back in. Do you want all of that? You know, what I'm saying is just some ideas to increase revenue.
Programs,
exactly, and maybe sites.
Programs director.
Say this, these were committees that I went through that Phil Hall had written down when he was president last year that Dale had. And I tried to hone in on them. I separated some, and I also added some. Historic building. Okay, we'll go, Larry. What do you think about that last one?
I think that the vision that Barbara has articulated, I see as somewhat different from the issue of capital improvements. Those are different kinds of tasks. Because on the capital improvement side, it would seem to me that what we'd be talking about is a capital improvement plan.
I agree with that 100%.
Where are we going with the cabins? Where are we going with the water systems? Where are we going, you know, and how are we going to get there? What happens? What's the plan? Because sooner or later, those cabins are going to have to be replaced. When? In what order? With what? We got to do something with the barn. When? What? You know, those on that part of the committee, that's how I envisioned the capital improvement committee taking on that task of figuring out what is the long-range plan and what are the stages, which is a very different kind of activity than enhancing revenues along the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think there maybe should be a separation between those two.
I see both as legitimate activities, but I see them as quite different.
But then again, you're talking about the improvement over a period of time in cabins. I know that there is a five-year plan for improvement with the cabins, and that kind of goes up with the cabin committee.
Right.
Can I suggest, though, that I agree with Larry, and I kind of had this on my team, and I think Candy and I just miscommunicated a little bit here. I think we should separate those. Because I think what Dan is thinking about as far as his idea on this is, can we increase our revenue around here without having motorcycles? I mean, things like that. Am I not correct on that idea?
I'm not adverse to bringing in money.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. But
just,
you want to make sure that it keeps those.
Well, we bought based on stuff on the website. Like, peace and quiet and all this really good stuff, trophy property. It just didn't seem to fit in, but.
But, you know,
you know, I realize it's here.
Yeah, you do. I understand that. I don't mean to put you on the spot. But I'm just saying there's two different ideas here, you know. Your capital improvement thing is we need to be looking at the upper water system now. We need to be looking at the roads, you know, what we do have a five-year plan. We do.
But Dale has talked a couple of times, and Larry brought up again today, that the water system on the ranch used to be quite different than it is now, and that the ranch would be a very different experience in terms of wildlife if we had those
the ponds
and the water systems back where they ought to be. So what would it take? When's that going to happen?
Okay.
How do we build that into a long-range
plan? If you look right down here, water committee non-domestic, that's what that's supposed to be.
Okay, well, maybe if the long-range capital activities in each of these areas are being taken on by the committees, then maybe you don't need that kind of an overall capital improvement.
Because we have the road committee, we have the cap committee, we have that water committee, and that is true. And that's why I was picturing this money committee here that we're talking about more along the line of what I just said, a way to increase our revenue without compromising our experience up there.
About commercialization, I guess, is the word.
Well, commercialization is not the word to use because you're still developing a commercial enterprise, but without non-member, coming in, or maybe we do use non-members. I don't know. It's just something that
Since there are other items that actually do need to be discussed in length besides the budget coming together for next meeting, there have been suggestions that the hour is up, and maybe we should table this until the next meeting. Do review it if there are any comments from other members, because it is something, a work in progress. If that's not where you fit best, where would you fit best? And I said, I'm looking for feedback from individuals as well. So if that's okay with the board, if we can table this until December 10th meeting in St. George. And if there's any other feedback, Barbara or anybody else, get back with me.
Or anybody else. This doesn't have to be done next meeting. A lot of this stuff.
No.
If we can contact each other,